Joining me in studio, Steve Husom, Cedar Falls native. Steve has been named captain of the USA team for the 31st Phoenix Cup Championship. Steve, welcome to the show. What's it like to be called captain?
Well, thanks, Bob, for having me. But yeah, it's a pretty high honor to be captain of this USA team. It's a fun event. It's an international match play event, much like the Ryder Cup is for able-bodied golfers. The Phoenix Cup is an international match play event for athletes that have disabilities. So looking forward to that. And obviously being captain of the USA team is a big honor, but it's also a big responsibility. We're hosting the event this year, USA is. Last year, the Europe team hosted it, and they hosted us at St. Andrews, Scotland. So that was a trip of a lifetime. It was a great time over there. And this year, we're hosting the Europe team here in the United States at the Raven Golf Course in Phoenix, Arizona, in late September.
Let's go back a few years. How did you get started in this?
Well, you know, it started for me just not quite 11 years ago when I lost my leg in a motorcycle accident. And one of the things that I enjoyed doing was playing golf. And, you know, when I was laying in the hospital and I had both legs that were, in terrible shape after that accident, and the doctors told me initially that, you know, I may never walk again, and kind of prepare myself for that possibility. And, you know, when you hear those words, it's like, you know, you can't believe what you're hearing. And, you know, I just started, that was my motivation, you know, just to be able to, you know, get out of a wheelchair and actually take a few steps and walk. You know, golf has always been a fun event for me, something that I've always enjoyed doing. And, you know, I was just bound and determined to get back on the golf course. And so, after about 18, 19 months of some pretty extensive recovery and rehabilitation, I was able to get back on the golf course and take another swing. And you know, I learned about adaptive golf, and I played my first tournament in July of 2017, almost 3 years after the accident. It was in Des Moines, and I met a lot of great people that were amputees, and I started getting more and more involved, and so now I'm really involved in the world of adaptive golf. So
you got a fundraiser coming up, don't you, Steve?
Yeah, one of the things about hosting this event and being captain is, unlike regular golf you see on TV, they're pretty well funded and they've got a lot of big bucks behind them with big sponsors. We don't. Every one of our players on the team has to kind of raise their own money or pay their own way. And one of the things that I'm doing here in Cedar Valley is we're going to have a fundraiser. It's a two-person Ryder Cup style format. And we'll be playing this at Gates Park on August 9th at 1:30 in the afternoon. Check-in is at 12:30. We're going to have a lot of great prizes, a lot of fun. We're going to actually have some whiskey sampling, some craft beer sampling out there, some cigars. So it'll be a great time. Guys will really enjoy it. And all the proceeds from that event are going to go towards helping support Team USA in this international match play event.
I got to imagine it costs quite a bit.
Yeah, it is. We've got a golf course that is going to host us for 3 days, but you know, of course, we got to pay, you know, the golf course fees. We got to pay for the meals for both USA and Europe teams, lodging, you know, for all of our players. They'll all be flying in. So there's a lot of expense to go on to, you know, put on this event. So
you've got a few sponsors helping you out already, right?
Oh, absolutely. We've got some great sponsors for this event that we're putting on, this fundraiser event. You know, I want to mention our presenting sponsor is First Main Street Insurance. So thank you to them. We've also got Performance Bodies, D&W Floors, Oak Ridge Realtors, Rydell Chevrolet. A lot of great support out there. as well as probably one of our biggest supporters that came through for us for Team USA, a local company right here in Cedar Falls, Bump and Run Golf Company. So those guys do a great job. They have a lot of different golf polos and apparel, and they're going to be outfitting the entire USA team for our Phoenix Cup event.
So how do people get involved in the tournament? Is there room for other people to come in?
Oh, absolutely. Right now, you know, we need to get some more teams signed up. We're always looking for sponsors and support. You can find all the information on our website. It's adaptivegolfiowa.com. And just search for the Phoenix Cup, and you'll find our event on the front page, and you can sign up that way.